Helen Ellis and Rosamund Pierce, and I'm Mary Giles. We're sitting in the living room of Helen Ellis, Betsy Ellis, I call her, and Rosamund, and we're going to look around and think about the old house that Betsy bought. How long ago, do you have any idea how long ago you bought it?
How long have I been?
I think you said around 1916.
Could you speak just a little bit louder?
1916.
You bought it about
1916. I'm not sure.
About 1916. Yes. And you've been actually doing things to it all the time. I mean, there's always something new going on, isn't there?
Well, I think I wouldn't say new, but just we've changed the things to fit.
Yes.
What we're doing.
Yes. Do you remember what one of the first things when you bought it back in 1916 that you did was? Have you any idea when you first came in what you...
You see, my brother was with me. We were...
A little bit louder, please.
My brother was with me when I was doing that.
Yes.
I think... I'm not even saying that, don't you?
Well, he may have been. Yes, he was in on it, but I guess probably I wasn't here then. But
he was scared to death that I got into more than I should.
Yeah.
So he was sort of holding me down.
Yes.
He knew my weaknesses.
Yes.
Probably the first thing you did, you said it had hideous wallpaper all over the walls.
Yes.
And well, you probably took that off first.
Oh, it was an awful mess. You couldn't see the worst-looking house. And that's why I...
And so the first thing you did was take off the old wallpaper.
Yes. Clean it up as much as possible. But it was very untidy.
Yes.
And I don't know who would be thinking I was wrong in saying that. But it is. It wasn't in order at all.
No.
And I didn't feel as if I had to be careful of hurting anything.
No.
Because it wasn't anything that was worth hurting.
Yes. And so you felt free.
Yes.
Go ahead and do what you wanted to do.
Well, and I paid for it. I wasn't going to
You weren't going to just be bound by anything.
Because my brother thought I was terrible to pay to buy this thing. He didn't know what I was doing.
No.
Well, you were teaching school at Milton then.
Yes. And I had Right. I had money enough to get it.
Yes.
And I didn't see any reason why I shouldn't.
Well,
and then you decided to run a tea room here, remember?
Yes.
Then for several years.
I had not very many years.
Yes.
Just to get a little extra in and get people interested in the house.
Yes. That was a very good idea.
Yeah.
Did lots of people come for the tea? Somebody saying that you had wonderful lobster here in the tea room.
Yes, we did have lobsters. We had everything we could.
Mm-hmm.
But and people were awfully nice about it. The Prescott came down every weekend. She brought all her boys down, and they sat up out there in the middle in a table, round table, and they always sat in it, and they had the time of their lives.
Now, when you were having this tea room, you had already taken off the old wallpaper that was so dirty and dingy and so on, and cleaned it up a bit.
Oh, well, cleaned it up as much as I could.
Yes.
Can you remember?
No, I wasn't here then, but I think you said that you put sort of an oatmeal paper on the walls. It was just a plain, ordinary. That was long before you began paneling and panels around.
And so at first you simply took off the dirty old wallpaper and put a simple clean paper
on. It was wonderful because there were so many nice people who came just because they knew me, and the boys loved coming down together. It was a great laugh, and they did it every week.
Yes.
And of course that made an impression on other people.
Yes.
So
now after you had the tea room, Was that when you added the paneling here instead of the oatmeal paper? Or it doesn't matter when it was. You did decide that you wanted to put paneling instead of the paper, did
it?
It
was after your tumor.
Yes, it was after the tumor.
And you and Cotton Wing, who was one of the Westport carpenters, put up the paneling yourselves.
Mm.
A great deal of it.
Yes. Did you design it, you planned it, or did he do it?
No, he didn't have any planning.
He didn't do it?
He just followed on.
What you wanted him to do.
Yeah.
It's perfectly beautiful. It's all these, it's just the raised paneling of the 18th century type. And it's always been cream color, hasn't it?
Yes,
a creamy color in this room. This is the, what do you call it? This is the living room, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that I haven't changed the color much, have I?
No, you haven't changed it at all.
No.
It's an old ivory color.
Old ivory. Mm-hmm. Did you have, was the hardware here just about the way it is, or did you have to hunt around and find hardware for different doors?
No, the latches are the same.
The latches.
Yes, the latches are the same. I think everything was. I was very, I had to be careful.
Yes.
And
you put in a fireplace in the dining room, didn't you?
Well, I think put
this was this had the living room fireplace. You said it had a stove in here, the way they used to have little iron stoves in the room. And then you put in the fireplaces because they've been ripped down, and the old big fireplace in the pantry had been ripped out.
Yes. And so you took it back more or less to its original condition by taking out the stoves and things like that didn't fit at all with it. The floors, what were the floors like when you came? Do you remember?
Were
they colored or were they just board floors?
Board floors. And I don't think they were anything too much, but I did the spattering because that was to cover up all the sickness.
Yes.
It's very badly done, right?
You think it is? I think it's lovely.
Well, I'm glad you do.
As I remembered, I've known it for almost 25 years now, and it's always, this room has always had a blue floor.
Yes.
Has it always been blue?
Well, I know. I put the color on it.
You put the blue, but did you have it, when you first started, you put blue and spattered with white?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
it's... You think it's any different? Do you?
I've only seen it blue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like
and
blue.
Did you, but did Carlton Wing build the mantle over the fireplace, or did you find an old chimney?
These panels I put in, these tiles I put into that.
The mantelpiece itself, I think you said, was here.
Yes, the mantelpiece was here.
It was here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you added the tiles.
Yes, and the...
And the wall paneling. And the corner cupboard in the dining room was in the original house.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is a very nice one.
Yes.
That's a very
and
nice
was the mantel in the dining room here, or did you add that?
No, no.
You said you took the panels from an old door.
Yes. I took the panels from one of the old doors in
and
the
made
house.
The mantel.
Made into
that was very imaginative.
Well, it was very natural because it was getting something that was here to be used. And
yes.
I could use it that way.
That sounds like an awful... I mean, that was a good thing to do. So you didn't have to worry about that lovely old corner cupboard because it was here.
Oh, yes.
And...
I'm sure of that.
Yes, you said.
And you've
so.
Never changed the size of the windows, for instance.
No,
these windows
no.
were always this size.
Yes, they were always. And I thought that was very surprising because they're quite big panes.
Yes.
but they were. That was where they were when I was.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't believe anybody took the trouble to change the size of the windows.
No, this is, you think, probably the way it was when it was built. Yes.
Well, I don't know that I could say that because I don't know anything about when it was built. At least I was trying to think of who would be able to talk with me on this. Because he knew.
To find the ages of some of these houses. This, you think, because of the paneling in the dining room, was around the late 1700s, mm-hmm. 1770 or 60, around there.
That's just a guess. Mm-hmm.
But there's a featherboard, piece of featherboard paneling in the dining room, just one piece, and that was about that era.
Mm-hmm. About 1760, so yes. That's really just about 200 years, a little over 200 years ago. The thing that I was so interested in is how creative you've been with using all the different kinds of furniture in it, and especially in the way you created your own needlework or crewel patterns in this chair, for instance. Most people send away for kits, for...
Well, I couldn't do that. I couldn't copy anyone's doings. All these things that are done here, that's footstool and that stuff, and I did the needlework.
Yes, and this crewel work, mm-hmm. or flame stitch, or whatever you have done, the birds and all, were not something someone else designed, were they?
Oh, no.
The stitches, did you make up more or less as you went along?
Oh, yes. I just did it to fit what I was doing.
Yes.
You can't really put your finger on just what I did and how I did it. But, Rosalind, I think if you turn that up, it would help, because you'd see more how it fits all.
Well, I know so many people who go to classes in crewel work, and they get a thing all stamped out, and then the stitches that they should use are all described in the patterns and so on. And that isn't at all the way you approach this.
No, I couldn't do that.
Well, isn't it? Aren't you glad you could?
Yes, I certainly am.
Because this is so beautiful and so original, and no one else has anything like it.
You remember you went up the Women's Industrial Union in Boston and said you wanted to do this, and what could they advise you? And they said they were sorry, but they couldn't give out any advice unless you bought one of these designs already made up. So you got some yarn, you came home, and you made up your own design. And you took it up there some time later to give to get some more wool. And they said, "Oh, how did you do this?" And you said, "Well, you wouldn't tell me how I was supposed to do it, so I can't possibly tell you how I did do it." But you did it all freehand as you went along on the material.
You didn't draw or anything. You just went, just kept stitching away.
Well, you drew out the pattern.
Well, I knew what I was going to do.
You knew what you were going to do. But you didn't have a set pattern.
No, I didn't have to go by that either. I think that little thing behind that I did shows the...
Which, is it a little footstool?
Footstool. I think that shows you how very informal I was in the way I did it.
Yes, isn't it, darling? It's just lovely. It's a little sort of cross-stitch kind of thing, or is it a regular crewel
stitch?
No,
it isn't crewel, it's just a wet crewel.
Yeah, it's just something you made up.
Yes, as I went along.
Yeah.
But now, I think that gives you an idea of this.
When I first knew you, and I first knew this room, you didn't have this little greenhouse here, this little solarium.
No, you see, that's the front door. This was the front door.
Yes. Oh, it was.
Mm-hmm.
The front door was here.
There was a door there. There was a front door and this door too.
And you added this plant room. What do you call it? A plant room? What do you call it?
I call it the pool room because it has a pool in it.
Yes. Well, anyhow, it's a place where there's lots of light. It's like a little greenhouse.
Yes, well, that's what I should say. Because that's what I've been doing with it.
That sounds much nicer than a pool room, but it still has a pool.
It has a pool.
Yes, a little pool. If you say pool room, you must think of a big thing.
Yes. Well, this is just lovely. It just has, in the pool room, you've had such fun. How long ago was it? I can't remember how long it's been since you put that on.
About 15, 16 years.
Oh,
or more. I can't remember.
I got this house.
Oh, I mean the plant room.
Oh, well, that was there. That's the door that was
there.
Yes,
but you had the glass put around out there to make it into a conservatory or whatever we call it. But that you did about maybe 20 years ago, I guess. I can't remember now.
I guess it's more than that. I was trying to think who did it. I think that
Alan Haskell did the arranging of the pool for you. I mean, the cement work.
Well, I think it was probably Alan that did help me with this whole thing.
Well, that was Alan Purse. I mean, Carlton Wing who helped you with the woodwork. Alan Haskell helped you later with the planting.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he didn't live here.
Well, now you've had, thinking of additions and changes, was this door always a French door, more or less? Or did you change that?
You had that made. It was a French door. It was just a plain door, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing
it. It was a plain door. Didn't
and so you made it a French door when you added the greenhouse.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, when I added that, I didn't really use it very much as a greenhouse, did
I? No, but we have recently...
It sort of grew into a greenhouse as we went along.
Yes. This winter, I'm just moving around different places, but this winter, Rosamond wanted a new bedroom. And so that's a change that made just this year you've made. Mm-hmm. And
that 6 foot was
added to your bedroom.
Well, I tell you,
man who did it?
No, the woman who had the boys. Mrs. Prescott came down every weekend with her sons, and they had a table kept reserved for them, and they sat in that and they ate and ate and ate, and they just loved coming.